American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. A recent national survey from the Wall Street Journal shows former President Donald Trump with a slight lead over Vice President Kamala Harris. Florida Congressman Byron Donalds says he believes the former president will win the election because he believes Americans are beginning to see how good they had it under the previous administration.
Donald Trump, whether you like the tweets or not, he was direct in what he was going to do, and he actually did it. There's comfort in that. So when people are comparing Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, they're comparing the last two presidential administrations. And without a doubt, Donald Trump had a better presidential administration.
Kamala Harris has been losing support among blacks, especially black men. Fox says Lawrence Jones visited an Atlanta barbershop to find out why.
I consider myself middle class. The financial agenda that works best for me is the one that's going to give me that $50,000 tax break if I should start another business or save me $6,000 to $7,000 on taxes during that year.
Kamala hasn't presented a plan yet on what she's going to do. All she's talked about is what she's going to give people. She's going to give people all this stuff. We're going to give you a $25,000 tax credit to buy a house.
That's not enough for you.
Well, it don't matter if you give these people $25,000. They're not going to buy a house. They're not going to do it. Everybody wants something for free. That's what the Democrats think. If we give you something, you'll vote for us.
Kamala Harris branded Donald Trump a fascist and got flustered when confronted about the border wall during a high-stakes CNN town hall.
Let's just fix the problem.
To fix the problem, you're doing this compromise bill. It does call for $650 million that was earmarked under Trump to actually still go to build the wall.
I'm not afraid of good ideas where they occur.
So you don't think it's stupid anymore?
I think what he did and how he did it did not make much sense because he actually didn't do much of anything.
But you do want to build some wall.
I want to strengthen our border.
President Trump actually completed more than 500 miles of border wall. Kamala also had this to say.
I mean, I've made many mistakes. And they range from, you know, if you've ever parented a child, you know you make lots of mistakes, too. In my role as vice president, I mean, I've probably worked very hard at making sure that I am well-versed on issues, and I think that is very important. It's a mistake not to be well-versed on an issue and feel compelled to answer a question.
Trump campaign senior advisor Danielle Alvarez says it's a joke to hear Kamala Harris talk about knowing the issues.
There's absolutely no issue she's well-versed on. We just saw for over an hour on CNN Kamala Harris refuse to answer a single question.
Floridians continue to sound the alarm over an abortion ballot initiative this November.
The ballot initiative is known as Amendment 4, and talking about this on AFR's Today's Issues program, author, attorney, and radio personality Jenna Ellis echoed the many concerns out there that the legislature will not be able to make changes if Amendment 4 is approved and abortion becomes a constitutional right in Florida.
It says no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or, and this is the key, because viability isn't even defined and that's problematic, but this is even worse, or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. So viability just goes out the window, whatever that means to a court that would have to decide it later. But necessary to protect the patient's health determined by a healthcare provider under current Florida law, according to Governor DeSantis, that could mean your massage therapist.
Florida requires 60% approval for a ballot initiative to pass, and pro-lifers are not taking things for granted.
It is funded by Planned Parenthood and George Soros.
Various newspapers, including the South Florida Sun Sentinel, the Tampa Bay Times, Miami Herald, and the Orlando Sentinel, have also endorsed Amendment 4. That's according to Floridians Protecting Freedom, one of the pro-abortion groups urging people to vote yes on Amendment 4. I'm Chris Woodward.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.